are you feeling?
I'm feeling a lot better. Still kind of going through the process of reality, you know, my season being done. But feeling a lot better. Just trying to take it one day at a time and, you know, get healthy as soon as I can. Definitely sucks not being out here with the guys, though.
How scary must it have been, you know, to have to get transported by ambulance to the hospital? And what was it like when you were there?
I think it was more scary for my mom and my dad and my fam. For me at first, I thought I just got the wind knocked out of me. You know, but having to go through being in the ambulance, going to the hospital, and start to realize kind of how serious it was. You know, it was a little frightening. I was more worried about if we were winning the game. I kept telling them, you know, find the game somewhere. I just want to watch the game. That's all I wanted to do. But, you know, they took care of me really well out there in Tennessee, and was there a couple of days and finally able to get back to my family and friends on Tuesday night.
Just the process of organ healing and nothing you can do about it?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's frustrating. Because I still feel like I could run around, go out there and do the things that I want to do, but you know, like I said, just you know, time is gonna heal it, and I'm unable to lift, unable to run, do any of that kind of stuff right now, which is really frustrating. But at the same time, you know, God's got a plan for me, and and it's bigger than anything that I know.
So. Is there pain involved at this point?
At this point, I mean, not just standing here, but you know, taking deep breaths, and I don't know, maybe if I sneeze or if I cough, you know, I can just feel something's wrong in there. It's not necessarily painful. I just feel that there's something in there that's not right, and so like I said, just trying to rest up and heal as fast as I can.
How bad was it initially?
Initially, like I said, I think my adrenaline was going so much that I really just thought the wind was knocked out of me. And I ended up going into the locker room after the play, and all I felt like I had to do was really throw up. And I threw up a little bit of blood, and that's when they ended up bringing me into the ambulance to take me to the hospital.
Jordan, did the top of Andrew's helmet hit you in the mask, or was it hit in your chest?
I think it was just his body. His body, maybe his arm kind of coming in. Yeah, I've seen on tape, you know, he got underneath my chin, so it really wasn't in his helmet. It was more kind of just his elbow and his forearm kind of just going straight into my kidney, and that was that.
Have you heard from him personally?
Yeah, heard from him personally. I'm going to just keep that between me and him. I mean, it's a football hit. It's a football play. You know, I put my cleats on every Sunday knowing, you know, things like that could happen. It's a violent game, and, you know, I'm not mad about the hit. I'm not mad about any of that. It's just part of the game.
Did you hear from him before or after his Instagram?
Like I said, I'm just going to keep all that between me and him.
Did you spend a little bit of time in intensive care?
Mm-hmm. That's me. The first day I was up in intensive care, and then they ended up moving me down. Downstairs, I'm not exactly sure what it was called, but it wasn't as crazy.
If it heals, I mean, why are you after the year?
Why?
Or is it going to be longer than 8 weeks?
Nah, I mean, it's the timetable is kind of just really up in the air. It's just depending on how my body takes it and how it heals. Like I said, it's supposed to heal itself. I don't know if that's going to be in 6 weeks, or that can be 8 weeks or 10 weeks. But like I said, it's just frustrating. I mean, a play like that to kind of in my season, this is real frustrating.
So,
did the doctors tell you how you actually cut your kidney? Did it hit a rib or?
Basically, just like getting in a car accident. I mean, just the compression kind of just pops it, I guess, like a zit, I guess. And that's kind of how it happened.
The fact that, you know, here you were, you know, laying in intensive care, you know, throwing up a little bit of blood, and, you know, the fact that he, you know, was posting it on Instagram while you were kind of fighting there, that's the part that was upsetting to you, right?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, like I said, I'm not upset about the hit. I'm not upset. It's football at the end of the day, you know. You know, it just me personally, you know, roles reverse, you know, I don't really want to get into it a whole lot, you know, but it's just, I mean, the NFL is a band of brothers, no matter what team we're on, and You know, it's just, that's just kind of how I looked at it. But he might have looked at it differently, and, you know, that was his choice. And so at the end of the day, what can I do about it other than just get healthy and get back on the field?
Are you surprised there was no fine?
Am I surprised there was no fine? I mean, you know, I don't really know what to be surprised about anymore these days with the fines. You know, it is what it is. They didn't find him, you know. Good for him, good for his family, and it, you know, I'm just, like I said, I'm just trying to get healthy again.
But when you see a guy being fined for, you know, like Joe is fined for a touchdown celebration, chalking, you know, he gets docked almost $10,000 for that, and that, and he got a flag for that and didn't get fined. So what do you make of that?
I mean, the refs may have seen it as a different kind of play on the field. You know, it is a bang bang play. You know, when they probably looked at it back in at the NFL office, they might have saw it differently. And, you know, it's hard for me to go one way or the other, you know, right now. It's just, like I said, it's football at the end of the day. And like I said, you know, lace my cleats up every Sunday knowing things could happen like that. And it is what it is.
So this injury doesn't cause you to rethink your career at all?
Oh, hell no. No. as soon as they told me today I could put my pads on, I'd be out there in my pads, man. As soon as I'm healthy back and able to get back in the gym again, able to get back doing my routines and getting back ready for next season, you know, I'm going to be all in for it. And, you know, I can't wait because it's only going to drive me. It's only going to make me a better person, a better player. And you know, I'm excited. I mean, now that it's already happened, now that I've looked ahead, I'm excited for this journey, you know, this next step that I have in order to be a better person, a better football player.
Have you talked to anybody who's had this injury? You know Miles Austin.
Yeah, I was actually hoping to get Miles' number today from Hawk because I was talking to him earlier, and I tried to reach out to him on Twitter. I don't know if he saw it, but I definitely did want to just reach out to him and kind of ask him a couple questions about his injury. You know, I think his was a little worse than mine, but at the same time, just kind of how he dealt with it, how he dealt with, you know, coming back or, you know, whatever it was that he dealt with, you know, just kind of, you know, I haven't had this is the first time ever my season's been, you know, just gone like that, just off of, you know, and so kind of just wanted to see how he dealt with it and you know, we'll see it go from there.
Did you have a concussion?
I did not. Nah, I did not. I remembered everything about it.
And did you see him coming at all?
I didn't. It was crazy because as soon as he was hitting, like a millisecond before he was hitting, I was turning my head because I knew there was too much room for me to, I was running too long for somebody not to be touching me, and I was like, somebody's got to be coming somewhere. And as soon as I was turning my head, I mean, he caught me. I mean, he caught me on a football play, and that's football.
Are you a gunner on that play?
No, I was a PP on punt, and so I kind of had a free release coming down the field, and you know, he stopped his feet. I can't remember his name. Stopped his feet, came back, reverse field. Like I said, I knew there was too much room for me to be just running free, and as soon as I turned my head, I kind of just bang, play like that.
And you're grabbing your helmet, and then you took it off, you're grabbing your head. Was it just extremely easy?
I just needed to breathe. I just couldn't breathe at the time. I needed as much air as I could, you know. That's really what I thought it was. I just lost my breath, and, you know, maybe I'll go back to the sideline, catch my breath, and be able to come back in. And as soon as I started walking off, I kind of felt a little bit of chest pain. I felt like vomiting. And, you know, that's why I ended up going to the locker room.
Guys always talk about, this is what we sign up for. We know the risk that we put ourselves in. Is it hard to appreciate that until this really happens to you?
Nah, I mean, you appreciate every opportunity you have, you know, whether you're going out to just practice. I mean, this is an NFL organization, you know, you work your whole life towards just, you know, being here, talking in front of, you know, you guys, you know, and I appreciate the game. I've always appreciated the game just because it's helped me get to where I'm at today. And, I mean, to have it taken away from you like that on a bang-bang play, yeah, I guess you could say you appreciate it a little bit more, but at the same time, you know, I love this game, and, you know, it's definitely not the last that you've seen of me, you know, out there on the football field, I promise you that. And so definitely, I guess you could say, yeah, you appreciate it a little bit more, but, you know, I love this game, I always have, and, you know, I always will.
Jordan, you said that your family was obviously concerned. What kind of family? Mom, dad?
Yeah.
brother, sister?
I just, before I got in the ambulance, I made sure I grabbed my phone. And I mean, mom was calling me, dad was calling me, little brother's calling me. And I was lucky enough to have my my girlfriend's dad was out there at the game in Tennessee. And he ended up coming to the hospital. He met me right at the hospital. And, you know, first I called my mom, called my girlfriend, called my dad. Just let him know I was all right, you know, that I was breathing and I wasn't dead yet. So they were all happy to just hear my voice, and they were all concerned. My mom was talking about, no, Jordan, I'm getting on a flight right now to come see mom. I'm fine. You know? I'm good. She was in Oregon. She was back in Oregon.
And
she, Astoria, Oregon. That's where she. That's where she's from. And so, yeah, I told them I was fine, and, you know, they were all just still super concerned. They're all kind of bummed that, you know, not able to see me play again this year.
Was she watching the game?
Yeah, she was watching the game. Yeah, she was watching the game back home. They all got the NFL Network or whatever they had back home. She was watching it. So she was pretty upset. She was pretty upset.
Is she okay with you continuing your
career? Oh, yeah. Yeah, she definitely is okay with me continuing my career. Whether she likes it or not, definitely be continuing my career. Nah, yeah, she did tell me that.
Why didn't you take the baseball route?
Nah, I love football, mom. Damn, I can't help it.